Premier forward Alex Tabo with MS Now. In the past, you threatened yet stronger retaliation against the U.S., including curtailing the export of electricity from Ontario to the U.S. Would you still go that far?
I would. Everything's on the table, but I can't do it alone. You know, I'm not the only province that ships electricity down to the U.S. We need a Team Canada approach, and I'd be happy within the provinces to lead that approach. If this escalates and we can't get back to the table and he keeps coming after us, all options are on the table, in my opinion, but I can't do it alone. We have other provinces that send electricity down to the U.S. We all have to be on the same page.
And a follow-up, we know literally why we're in this trade war right now, but I guess more philosophically, what are the undercurrents that have brought us to this moment?
President Trump, simple as that. You have a president, unlike President Reagan, that didn't believe in tariffs. President Reagan believed in growing the economy on both sides of the border and around the world. Make no mistake about it, America is a powerhouse, but we're an economic powerhouse as well. We're the U.S.'s number one customer across the board, across the world. We buy more products, more services, more widgets off the U.S. than anyone in the world. And a tariff on Canada is nothing more than a tax on the American people. I feel terrible for our workers here, the steel workers and auto sector, but we're going to back them.